express yourself. Okay, good morning, everybody. The YK Delta and beyond, this is another edition of Talk Line. And I'm Diane McGachran, and with me today, because Peter is out of town.
Hi, good morning, Yukon Delta. It's Alyssa.
Alyssa's here. Thank you so much, Alyssa, for stepping in.
Yeah,
and
no problem.
Here we go. Yeah, so you guys can, I think you know that you can call. You can also email. You can be anonymous on both. We'll read your email over the air. And we'll go ahead and give out the numbers and get things going.
All right. And phone numbers are 543-5985-KYUK, 543-2756, or you can call 1-800-995-8954. It's a toll-free number. Or you can email us at radio@kyuk.org.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, and we'll look at, we'll see what the weather is, and some Tundra Drums announcements here. First, probably should give this. There's an urgent winter weather advisory for the Kuskokwim Delta, including Bethel, Hooper Bay, and Nunavak Island. So I'm going to say more about the weather advisory, but we have a caller, so we'll go right to the caller, John from Bethel. Good morning, John. Welcome to Talk Line.
Went to Washoe, spent Thanksgiving with my relatives over there.
Oh, wow.
I'm glad to be home again.
Oh, good. We didn't hear the very first part of what you said.
I went to Washoe. I was out of town for a while, and I spent Thanksgiving with my family over there, with our family.
Oh, nice.
And I came back about 3 or 4 days ago. So everybody been traveling, I heard, and police staff, the rivers, I know they have designated trails and they should stick with them. And then I heard that big storm was coming also, like you mentioned. So everyone, please be careful. And last of all, I'd like to send our condolences to Elias Venus and family for his passing, and our prayers are with their family.
Yes.
And everyone, please have a good, safe day, and please watch where you're driving, right on designated areas, and don't get careless and go any other place, because this snow is real deceiving on the ice, you know.
True.
And it's really, you've got to be really careful, maybe even on the lakes also, some of them.
Mm-hmm.
So everyone, please have a safe weekend. I'm glad to be home again, and good to hear everybody, and here on Talk Line.
Thank you, John. Thank you for
I'll
starting
be
our
to
day. Okay.
Thank you. Everyone have a safe morning. Please watch out for your kids out so it's still dark, you know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
And make sure the kids are safe.
Okay.
Yeah, Guyana.
Okay,
right,
Guyana.
Thank you.
Yeah. Bye.
Yeah. All right, so we'll go right to Kenton from Dillingham. Good morning, Kenton. Welcome to Talk Line.
Hey, good morning.
Hey.
Hey, good morning, Kenton.
Good morning, all. So I just wanted to quickly call in and remind people the Mulchatna caribou herd. Currently, we have some serious conservation concerns with them. Just want to remind people that in Unit 18 and 19A and B that the bag limit has been decreased from 2 to 1, and then also it's a bulls-only hunt. So this past week, some of our law enforcement were out, and we discovered a number of kill sites of cows. So obviously we want to make sure that people are informed. So first of all, and that's the most important thing, but currently just want to remind people what the regulations are. And we appreciate people abiding by this because, again, we've got some serious conservation concerns with this caribou herd. And we need people to help us out with this. Mm-hmm. So.
Yeah.
Okay.
Appreciate the time and the opportunity to share with everybody. And if you've got any questions, again, you can call the refuge there in Bethel, Yukon Delta National Wildlife Refuge, at 543-3151, or you could call us here in Dillingham. I'll give you my direct line. Again, this is K Kent Most. I'm the acting refuge manager here and the in-season manager for the Mulchatna Caribou Herd. And my direct line is 842-8404. Thank you so much for your time.
Okay. Thank you, Kenton, for calling in from Dillingham. You know, he sounds like the other Roy or the other guy at Fish and Wildlife.
Oh, Ray?
Ray.
Yeah.
He sounds similar. But, who knows, maybe it was Ray and he was using an assumed name. Okay, sorry. Sorry if I blew your cover. You just sound alike. So, anyway, that's really very surprising about the caribou herd. And then It kind of, I was mentioning to you earlier about how the people who track birds say that the population of songbirds is about half. Mm-hmm. And that's a real big concern. And you wonder, like, at what point does it tip to a point where they can't recover very well or very easily when their populations go so low.
It's a really interesting fact. Maybe we can have some bird people call in and let us know what they're seeing out there.
Yeah. I think even people in town don't see as many birds at their feeders that they used to see.
Mm-hmm.
I've heard that. And I've seen that too from me. So anyway, we do have a weather advisory for the Kuskokwim Delta. It's in effect from noon today, Friday, till 6 a.m. tomorrow morning for the Kuskokwim Delta. Snow and blowing snow and mixed precipitation expected. Total snow accumulation of up to 4 inches and trace ice accumulations. Wind blowing as high as 35 miles an hour. Travel may be difficult. Visibilities will be limited in falling and blowing snow. So, and then it goes on to say that tonight, snow likely in the evening, then a chance of snow after midnight, accumulation up to 1 inch, lows 5 to 20 above, northeast wind 10 to 20 miles per hour. Oh, you know what? I'm sorry. I apologize. That was last night. Friday. Today, there'll be a slight chance of snow in the morning, which we've seen, then snow in the afternoon. And this snow accumulation today could go up to 4 inches, highs in the mid-teens to lower 30s, so it'll be warmer today. All right, we'll go to Eula from Bethel. Good morning, Eula.
Yeah, good morning, Diane.
Good morning.
Hi, Eula.
Yeah, I was meaning to talk to you before this one, but last time I had a bad feeling about people that are walking around no table while the others already were there and no more table by the time we went down early, but we had no more table at the
Saturday market.
Yeah, that's why I wanted to ask if they always set up at night before.
Oh, so do you mean that you had a table, you should have had a table, but by the time you got there, they were all taken?
Yeah.
And you're wondering, did people take tables who might not have been signed up?
Yeah, that's
okay.
The people that hurts my feeling more were the elders from villages, you know, walking around. A couple of them that didn't find no table.
Okay.
And they were elders. One couple was from not far from Barrow.
Oh, wow.
So I would suggest, or maybe just say that they should have an area where elders could go. Elders would sit there. Instead of limping all over the floor and didn't find no table.
Oh, okay.
That makes me feel... I was in the nick, too, where nobody turned around and see me. You know where it was, you know?
Oh, yeah, I saw you. But it did seem like you were a little hidden.
Yeah, so especially people, elders from the villages holding their... crafts and no table.
Oh, no. Okay.
Yeah, the first meeting before this ever happened was there were a group of people. I forgot who they were. Maybe one of them was still around here. But I was the only native that attended that meeting. And I was kind of, out of place and planning to go back out, but they said, I'm the one that they were trying to find a place so we could have a place to sell our crafts. Mm. And they told me, you're the main artist here. You should attend this meeting here. Mm-hmm. I never forget that.
Mm.
So instead of myself feeling bad, I was watching those elders walking around, holding their crafts, make me feel so. I feel so sorry for those people that didn't have no table. And there were a couple of men right by me.
Mm-hmm.
I asked them, they were selling laptops. They said, no, we're trying to get a shop in Bethel so that we're mechanics so that we could start do our mechanic work on cars and things.
Oh.
That's why we're here. Well, with no table. And these people from way up north were waiting for them. So there's more than halfway through that they finally go out and this couple from up north finally sit down. That really hurts my feeling because they didn't find no. And there's so many people with food there.
Mm-hmm.
While the place, it's like Renee and them cooking really good food, and there were very lots of people selling their cooking, while most of them didn't have no table. So that makes me feel kind of little, thinking about that first meeting that we had and heard those people talking about trying to let us find some place where we could sell our stuff, our crafts.
Mm-hmm.
So that was the reason why I wanted to talk to you ahead of time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm sorry if I hurt somebody's feeling, but I had to have this out.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't want to carry it around. So that's what I wanted to say, and thank you very much for letting me let it out. Yeah, Koyana, very much, and good morning.
Good morning. Okay, bye, Yula.
I was going to ask her if she could, when the next time she's going to be selling her crafts, because she makes these beautiful molokais.
I know.
I'm kind of interested in getting another one.
Oh, okay. Well... Search her out in the sea of... Now, I wish I had the schedule in front of me because I feel like there's additional Saturday markets. Probably Renee might be listening. She may call in and give us the rundown. And I will let Renee know of Eula's concerns with how tables are distributed. It is true that Saturday market has become very popular. And mm-hmm. I think they even had to limit how many... food tables there were the food that they make in the kitchen
mm-hmm.
is a fundraiser for the cultural center, and so then if there's too many other foods then they can't really do the fundraiser part. Mm-hmm. But I think she allows up to 5 tables with different food. Now, having said that, the food that people do bring is so delicious. I like to dabble. Table to table. Looking it over.
A little bit of this, a little bit of that.
I know, yes, yes.
You get the full entire experience of a Saturday market.
Yeah, that's right. I go because it's like a social time and it's like going through like an art museum. it's just kind of fun that way. All right, so we're going to go to our next caller, Herman from Antioch. Good morning, Herman. Welcome to Talk Line.
Yeah, morning. I wish Peter Achak was there. I was going to apologize to him when we were discussing how nowadays there's a danger of them pumping their sewage, their goods into the river, and he mentioned a long time ago that they used to bury their human waste, and maybe that is a idea. They could separate the water, the gray water, like water from our washing machines and from our dishes and from showers, and don't put that into the sewage lagoon, because that's a danger to our fish. That's our food source when they pump their sewage lagoon into the river for 2 weeks. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we're listening.
They never let us fish for a red salmon for how many years, and they got too many. Now there's a serious health problem going on in the Kuskokwim River. Those red salmon, they have not only tapeworms, but they have some kind of new kind of worm in their flesh. It's a clear worm about, I don't know, how, quarter inch long. There's lots of them, and they're living in the flesh. And a related story, they sent some wolves down to Yellowstone, and the wolves had them worms in their flesh, probably from eating those salmon. So whoever's on the fishing game committee, they better get on this. This is a health problem. Tell people be careful when you're cutting them red salmon. Wear gloves. Hmm. Don't eat caviar. Cook it well. And they got to do something right away, because it's getting into the food chain, folks. It's getting into our arms that eat those fish. They got to do something. Maybe, first of all, they better, next year, stop them villages from pumping their sewage into the river. It's spreading disease. It's not treated. They gotta pump it away from the trucks, away from the river. Somebody gotta stop them from pumping into the river the sewage, and they need to find another system. This is a bad idea. These sewage lagoons. A lot of them birds you're talking about, ducks, they drink water from that sewage lagoon. I see a family of ducks living there, and they lay eggs. They got to find a better way to take care of our sewage. You know, one guy, he ate sushi, and he got the same doggone thing in his body now. Somebody better get a handle on this. The traditional council's got to help us in the city councils, instead of having bingo and feeding people's addictions to gambling. They should really start working for us, stopping from pumping the sewage lagoon into the river. Please, that's our food source, you know. Anyway, I can apologize for Peter interrupting him. He was right, you know, because there's a lot of water now mixed with it, and they have to pump it into the river. That's so wrong, people. Scary, and we need to pray and ask God to help us. If anybody can help us, he can help us in Christ Jesus' name, because this is becoming a health problem. YKC should be getting involved with this too, about warning people about these fish, these red salmon. It's scary. Well, those are my comments. I can apologize to Peter and you councils, you people listening. And even talk to them, representative, tell them to stop pumping the sewage lagoons into the river. That's so sick. And those are my comments. Okay.
All right. Thank you, Herman.
All right. Thank you, Herman. Right.
Okay.
We're going to go right into Lily from Bethel. Welcome to the talk line.
Hi. Thanks for doing this. I wanted to talk about Winterfest, which is happening tomorrow at the library. It's from 4 to 6 p.m., December 7th. It's free admission for everyone who wants to come. There'll be lots of family-friendly activities. The flyer does say that there will be Yurok performances, but we aren't going to have those this year. KUC will be selling concessions, so if you wanted, like, a chili dog or nachos or something. There'll be food there for purchase. The Covenant Church is going to be supplying hot chocolate and coffee. The library and Bethel 4-H are going to be there decorating cookies with kids that come, making stockings, and other arts and crafts like cards, card making. Bethel Friends of Canines is going to be doing a fundraiser there that will have 14 cakes to auction off for the cakewalks. We'll have 12 spots for the cakewalks, $3 each for a spot. The presents, like Made with Love and the Dinky Dunnit. And we'll also have a lot of other random things there as people decide to participate. So we hope that a lot of people are able to come and share in the winter festivities with us. And again, it's tomorrow from 4 to 6 p.m. at the Cultural Center.
Oh, and is it the Cultural Center and the library? Like, the events are in the Cultural Center itself?
The events is solely in the meeting rooms. We're going to have all three meeting rooms set up.
In the Cultural Center? Oh, okay.
But not in the library. The library will be open, though.
Okay.
And I almost forgot, we will also have photos with Santa. Not involving your dogs this time. you can bring your family and friends and get photos with Santa from 4 to 6 also.
Sweet.
And that will be a donation to Bethel Friends of Canines too.
Cool. Okay.
And what time?
We hope to see a lot of people there.
Okay. And what time?
And what time was it?
4 to 6.
4 to 6 p.m. And then right after at 6:15, whomever is still at Winterfest is more than welcome to join us as we walk over to the Christmas tree lighting in front of. Yeah.
That's going to be fun.
That's right.
Courthouse. Awesome. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Day.
Okay.
Bye.
Awesome. All right. We're going to go right to Susan. Susan, we have a few minutes before break.
Okay.
Welcome.
First of all, I want to put a word in for the Saturday markets. Renee's doing a good job. The last two Saturday markets, yes, they were very crowded, but at the last week's one, you can notice that they put less tables for sitting around to eat, and they put those chairs out in the hall. They did make more room, and it is first come, first serve. And people did share their tables with others that came in, but, yes, there were some casualties, but less than what they were 2 weeks ago. So she's doing a good job, and the people there that are vendors have been sharing their tables. This Saturday, they're not doing Saturday market. Instead, it'll be at the VFW Bingo Hall.
Oh, that's right. That's what it is.
Yeah, you knew about it. It's from 10 till 2.
Okay.
Yeah. We always do the first Saturday of December. Then it'll be back to every Saturday at the Culture Center. So every Saturday there's something somewhere. So we'll be doing it at the VFW Bingo Hall. Also, BCS Foundation is selling live trees. And we did TWC used to do it, but they're really busy with other things. So BCS Foundation is selling live trees, and I told them that I would volunteer and take orders for them for the next round that's coming in. And I'll be there at the VFW Bingo Hall Bazaar with that tomorrow. And also I will be at the Winterfest, and I can take tree orders there too, I guess. I'm going to have the kids make ornaments at the Winterfest. So.
Oh, that's going to be fun.
That's sweet.
Yeah. All right. So people can order trees on bring your checkbook because they want to try to prepay. So other than that, every Saturday there's something somewhere to shop. The VFW Bingo Hall one is not charging for tables, and these are very big bingo tables. So most people aren't even going to need half a table.
Yeah.
These are very big tables. So it is still first come, first serve. The vendors come in at 9, and the event opens at 10. And again, that's at the VFW Bingo Hall.
That's right. Okay.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
All right. You're welcome. Thank you, Susan. Okay. There's just a lot to keep track of.
Yeah. Beginning definitely.
Have you been taking notes?
Yes.
Because.
Very informative this morning about everything that's.
Oh, you have to go into the mic. Yeah. Oh,
calling in.
Yeah.
Sorry.
There's a microphone. Yeah. So we have about 2 minutes till our break time. And I'll say that tonight. For our weather, we're going to have light freezing rain likely and snow in the evening, then rain and snow after midnight. There'll be blowing snow in the evening. And you know, my house is situated in mine. It's the only house that has us in this little cul-de-sac. The wind is perfect for accumulating a ton of snow at my door and my little walkway up to my porch. And it, and the others don't have that. But I happen to be situated. Every winter, I see them. It's pretty clear. I see me. I have to trudge through. And I don't know why. But anyway, it kind of makes me feel like I'm attached to the universe of weather somehow. Like we're the wind and me are having it out whenever there's blowing snow. Okay, so next thing is Saturday. The weather is going to be mostly cloudy. Scattered snow showers and a chance of rain in the morning. A chance of rain in the morning. Wow. In December. Okay. Then scattered rain and snow showers in the afternoon. Highs in the 30s. Southeast wind 20 to 35 miles per hour. And it'll be a little stronger winds along the coast. So,
time to put your cleats back on.
Oh my gosh. Rain. Rain. Well, it's been so beautiful. Mm-hmm. And I go out with the hounds out on the tundra every evening, and the hoarfrost on all the branches. It's just so beautiful.
Yeah.
Anyway, we're going to take a short break here. You're listening to Talk Line on KYUK 640 on your AM dial.
Trucked Up with Steve Highmill. Hang out with the old bull rider as he hauls listeners over the crossroads of the musical generations. Your classic country favorites hosted by Steve Highmill. From noon until 3 p.m. every Sunday on 640 a.m. KYUK.
Hello and welcome to today's lottery drawing. Good luck. And here's today's winning numbers. First one up, it's not yours. Second one, not yours. And another number that's not yours. Okay, this is one number that's yours. It's a 5, but you don't get any money for that. And the final number is not yours.
Yep, so chances are you're not going to hit the lottery anytime soon. Don't get us wrong. The lottery can be fun every now and then. Just please don't rely on it for your future savings. How about this? Brew your own coffee at home instead of buying that latte every day. Brown bag it to work instead of ordering in. Ride your bike instead of buying all that gas. These changes alone can save you thousands a year. Thousands. Small changes today, big bucks tomorrow. Feed that piggy bank. Go to feedthepig.org for more free ideas on how to save.
Feedthepig.org.
This message brought to you by the American Institute of Certified Public Accountants and the Ad Council.
Elders, how healthy is your mind? The answer may lie in your heart, because a healthy heart means a healthy mind. See your doctor about your heart and brain health, especially if you have diabetes, high blood pressure, or high cholesterol. And be sure to get your annual Medicare checkup. You can make a difference. And in Indian country, older minds matter. This message is brought to you by the International Association for Indigenous Aging, ASTO, and CDC.
Okay. That's just such sweet little guitar music. We're going to welcome back to Talkline, and we're going to go right to Wilson from Bethel. Thank you for waiting, Wilson. Welcome to Talkline. Hello, happy person.
Mr. Wilson, welcome to Talkline.
Wilson, we hear the sounds of the air around you, but not you.
Sounds a little muffled.
Okay, well, Wilson, you might have to call back. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Wilson, do call back. We weren't able to hear you on the last one. Just a quick Tundra Drums announcement. Funeral services for Elias Venus are set for today at 1 o'clock at the Catholic Church. A feast will follow at the ONC Multipurpose Building. If you are able to, please bring a dish to share. To the family and friends of Alvin Phillip, there will be funeral services for him in Akiak today at the Akiak Moravian Church at 1 p.m. We have a caller, John, from Eek. Good morning, John. Welcome to Talkline.
Yes, good morning. This is John Carter. I'm calling from Eek, Alaska.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Yes, good morning. I'd like to call over there to say good morning to everybody. Also to mention the strange thing that's going on with our weather nowadays. Like the other day, we scheduled to be in Bethel at 10:30 in the morning. I'm still here.
Oh, no.
Okay, all righty. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning.
Okay, all right. Thank you, John. There's a couple of events that we can read here. One is to all Bethel Heights residents. Wait a minute.
Oh, technical difficulties.
Uh-oh, technical difficulty. Something just left me.
Oh, it's loading.
Let me see if it'll reload. Mm-hmm. No, now I'm back in the Google Drive. So, Grady, if you're listening, can you come back and reestablish the iPad for me?
For those of you that would like to call Talkline, go ahead and call us at 543-5985. That 543-2756. And a 1-800 number, 1-800-995-8954. Or email us at radio@kyuk.org.
Yes, and you can remain anonymous for either your calls or your emails. Now, if you're a very shy person, but you really would like to share something with the YK Delta and beyond, you can email us at radio@kyuk.org, and then we'll read your thoughts over the air, but we don't have to put your name to it. And we are—we would love to hear from longtime listeners, first-time callers. We always enjoy that, too. It is. Okay, so I guess I'm not sure, because I'm not a huntress. When you make the bag limit, one instead of two, and bulls and not cows for caribou, mm-hmm. how much of an impact does that have on families or villages?
It depends on the different types of resources that can be accommodating. When we didn't have moose here, a long time ago, we had the moose moratorium. Hey, Wilson, welcome back.
Okay, let's get Wilson back. Wilson?
Yeah, good morning there, happy people.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning, happy person.
tomorrow is Saturday, and I think I'm going to take my mom out in the evening, go monucking, while you take her in the morning as usual.
Yes, and you know what? Man, she's itching.
Go ahead.
I was going to say she's itching to go monucking.
Itching to go monuck.
Yeah.
I heard someone downriver by Napakiak around there caught 31 lush.
What?
Oh, my goodness.
What?
That was 2 days ago.
Oh,
and
my.
I said, holy cow.
That's
maybe
a lot.
From that 31 pack, you know, whatever fish pack it came from, maybe by now they're here in Bethel.
Mm-hmm. The run is
like
upon
smell,
us.
They,
the
just
run
like
is upon
smell,
us.
Yeah. They take about a couple days from
right.
When they hit Napakiak, a couple days later, they're here.
Do lush run like that, like in big herds of lush?
I think so, because they
pulses.
After a while, they diminish, and then they're gone. They stop moving around, and the pike come around.
And they have a very wide range across the whole entire river, that they go up river, and then they go down to the brackish waters. And they can travel very far in a day.
Uh-huh. Okay, now for my main reason for calling.
Yes.
Actually, I got a million things to say. I'd like to thank Thank you, Diane McCaughrin, for keeping my mom busy in the mornings on Saturday, sometimes even Sunday. Yeah, she's really happy to be out and about.
Oh, I love it.
Oh, I know. And then sometimes I miss her because, you know, sometimes I try to get there before you do, and usually my sister or somebody would say, she's already gone. I said, oh, man.
Sorry.
You know, but anyway, I don't mind that. It's a good thing.
Yeah.
I encourage all those people out there that have grandmas and mamas that are still alive or uppas, you know, or daddies.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, take them out. Just take the time to take them out and do something with them.
Yeah.
And eventually you'll get to the point where if they haven't really communicated with you that much, they'll start opening up to you, and then you'll look forward to that time when you spend with your mama or your daddy or grandma or grandpa. So that's my encouragement for today.
That's a nice way to put
mm-hmm.
it. Yeah, it's just like that.
And another thought, you know, with the holidays coming up, I had to turn the fan off. I want to have an opportunity to invite people who want to volunteer, like Monday, Wednesday, Friday. If you have 9 o'clock to 10 o'clock. Maybe it'll only take 3 days. Volunteers to wrap Christmas presents. All you have to do, and they're going to be given away to the elders that are on the lunch program and some other elders that are not on the program just to be nice to them.
Oh.
545-3320.
Okay.
I need volunteers Monday, Wednesday, and Friday.
Where do people go to volunteer?
No, they call me, and I'll set it up, 545-3320.
Okay. Oh, okay.
I only need, like, about four on Monday, four on Wednesday, four on Friday. And if you have free time, 9 to 10, or even 9 to 12, because even if I'm not there, there's a front desk worker that'd be more than happy to be up in the conference room helping, too, or yeah, if they need any help or questions, they can. I don't have to be there.
And is that for the ONC building?
Yeah, for the
okay.
At the multi. I mean, not at the multi. It's at the ONC building on the highway. And there, my number is 545-3320. If you want to volunteer, and I guess it doesn't have to be only four. The more, the merrier. You know, could we have like maybe 200 or so gifts to wrap up?
Oh my!
Wow.
I guess,
okay.
12 rolls of wrapping paper and a bunch of scotch
That's
tape
great.
And little tabs. And
where did you get the gifts?
Oh, they were donated from the Barr family in West Virginia.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, okay.
That's amazing.
Yeah, and they do a monthly donation, which is always open for anyone. A monthly donation, they send it out. It's usually about a $100 postage sticker on it. It's you know, 2x2x2 square or bigger, 3x3 box, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And they send it, it's all kinds of knickknacks and goodies, and they're, you know, just donations that they've purchased on their own. And all the donations, as long as you keep track of it, you know, and receipts, is tax deductible.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
If they're donated to nonprofits, which this family has been donating since Eddie Hoffman Senior Center and Chrissy Sands Adult Daycare. That's the second road housing. They're still regularly donating. So for those online listeners, if you know the Barr family, be sure and send them a note saying thank you or call them or whatever.
That's great.
You know, next time I call, I'll have a mailing address and phone number for them if anyone feels up to sending them a thank you note or something. But anyway, that's the main reason why I called. The other reason was be nice to your mama or your daddy or your grandma or grandpa. Spend time with them, and before you know it, you look forward to spending time with them.
Yeah. All right. Thank you, Wilson, so much.
You guys have an awesome day, and I'm looking forward to tomorrow. Hopefully it won't be ugly out, but at least try to catch a fish or two.
All right. Yeah, that would be great.
Keep up the good work, you people at KYUK.
Thank you. Have a great day.
Thank you. Bye.
All right.
So we got another caller. James, go ahead. Welcome to Talkline.
Yeah, how are you guys this morning?
Pretty good. How are you?
I'm okay. I was okay. Just to let you guys know, just to say good morning from CHEVAC to our listeners.
Oh, the CHEVAC call. Thank you.
Yeah.
Always enjoy
good
that.
Good morning, Jordan. Happy holidays, too.
Happy holidays to you, too.
Okay, good.
All right. Yeah.
Thank you, James.
Good morning from CHEVAC.
Good morning. We always like our weekly CHEVAC greeting. I have an email from Anonymous that I'm going to read, and it goes like this. I just want to put it out there to parents. With Christmas coming up, please, if your children get presents from Santa, please, please keep in mind what kinds of gifts they will get from Santa. As some parents are not able to afford lavish gifts such as Xboxes, PlayStations, cell phones, computers, etc. These gifts should come from the family and not from Santa. Just be considerate, as some of your kids may come from financially struggling families. Okay. Thank you, Anonymous, for that. Oh, yeah, because what kids might think, oh, why didn't Santa bring me an Xbox?
Mm. That
but,
makes sense.
You know, so I think they want to, they're, yeah, kind of keeping Santa as being generous or kind to all kids, no matter mm-hmm. what, and then personal family, give whatever you want.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's a good idea.
Yeah.
That's very thoughtful.
They're going to be going to school and talking about it at school.
What did Santa give you?
Yeah.
An Xbox? What did they give you? Oh, some really nice socks.
Hey, I love my socks.
I do, too. You know what I used to do at Christmas is whatever I got that could be worn, mm-hmm. I would immediately put it on.
Mm-hmm.
So by the end of the evening of opening presents, I had my new jammies on, my new
Aww.
Socks, my new hat, my new sweater. I put it all on and then would take a picture with me and all of my, and then I'd try to have whatever else I got. Like, you know. Yeah, it was very nice. Anyway, okay, our lines are open. And Alyssa and I were ready, willing, and able to take your calls. And we'll give you the numbers again. Oh, you were going to say something, though.
Go ahead. We're going to just go ahead and give the numbers. It's 543-5985 or 543-2756. Or you can call at 1-800-995-8954 or email us at radio@kyuk.org.
So earlier we were talking because I was curious of what the one caribou mm-hmm. limit would be, and you were mentioning before there were moose and then now.
Yeah, before there was moose,
people were going to
hunt caribou. Mm-hmm. And now because there's less caribou, we're encouraging people to go hunt more moose on the Yukon.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's so much moose on the Yukon that we can't keep up with it.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So that 5-year moratorium really worked.
Yeah, it really, really did.
We may, you know, in the future, that may need to happen with other species,
mm-hmm.
other animals that need that break. Because
that conservation.
Because of the ecological or the human pressure that is on different populations mm-hmm. of subsistence foods. I'm curious, like, what I've always, I should ask more of my students this because they would know, like, how many fish. Like, each family probably knows, we
uh-huh.
need this many fish this summer. We need this many, you know, we need one caribou and one moose. Or we mm-hmm. need the equivalent of two caribou, but we'll get one and then maybe a moose. Or,
mm-hmm.
you know, I wonder if people, like, do people strategize like that?
I believe so.
And are pretty clear about what their family needs are.
My mom was really good at it.
Yeah? Oh.
She would definitely let us know how much food was needed for our freezers to get us through the winter.
Yeah, how many birds and, mm-hmm. you know, just, yeah.
Oh,
okay, sorry. We got all caught up in that, but Thomas has called in. Thank you, Thomas. Welcome. And he's from Alaska.
Good morning. Good morning, ma'am.
Good morning.
Yes, I was concerned about the lady that was on email. That's about Santa Claus.
Oh, about Christmas presents, yes?
Oh, yes. Excuse me. I was thinking of, you know, again, it's Christmas holiday.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure everybody will be jolly and, by golly, you know, shopping and everything. But one thing I'm always thinking of because of the past, I used to think about Santa Claus being a supernatural being.
Oh. Uh-huh.
And then I was right about it. My dad, he told me that Santa Claus is not real. So that really disappointed me.
Oh.
I didn't want to believe anything anymore after that. Big lie about this Santa Claus.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm hoping that everyone that is listening shouldn't lie to any kid. And it's hurtful when you believe, when you're, especially when you're a child, in this Santa Claus.
Mm-hmm.
And being lied about it. It's very disappointing. So my encouragement should be that no child should be lied about the Santa Claus that comes once a year in December.
Do you mean that people should not say there is a Santa Claus?
Well, yes, there's a Santa Claus. I'm not going to dispute about it or be against about it. Your dad or your grandparent, like a grandpa, is a Santa Claus.
Mm-hmm.
I could be a Santa Claus to my grandkids.
That's true.
Mm-hmm.
And we shouldn't lie to our kids. There is a supernatural Santa Claus that flies in the air with a little reindeer with a red-nosed reindeer. That's not the truth.
Mm.
Santa Claus comes from a parent.
Mm-hmm.
That shouldn't be lied to.
Mm-hmm.
I could be a Santa Claus, see? And I don't want to lie to little kids that I am a supernatural Santa Claus. I want to encourage everyone not to lie to their children about the Santa Claus. Yes, he was Saint Nicholas way back then.
Mm-hmm.
This guy was really very generous to the little children. He had a red coat on, but then they made it, you know, more.
Yeah.
And then it was a lie.
Yeah.
Santa Claus is not real. It is not real. Please do not lie to your children.
Okay. Gotcha. All right. Well, thank you.
Anyways.
Thank you, Thomas.
Good morning to you, people. Do not lie to your babies because they will believe you if you lie to them.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Thank you,
thank
Thomas,
you.
For calling.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks.
Okay. So we're going to go right to Cesare from Bethel. Good morning, Cesare. Welcome to Talkline.
Yeah, good morning. You guys talking about the scary boo and movies.
Yeah, yes.
You know, the early 80s, there was maybe not overhand, but so many moose was sick. Some kind of birds make it, when they're pooping through the leaves, the moose eat it out, and they wipe up pretty much all moose with the on Yukon side, on we've been hunting there. There was lots of moose have cysts on the body from, and they find out that from the birds pooping on the trees when the they get them sick all over the place and what knock them up quite a bit, those would have almost disappeared them was on by Holy Cross and Pike Lake and all this when I hunt in there and they recover it, they recover it. I believe those if something happened because there's no way human destroy so many caribou with a short period of time. There's no, I don't believe they overhunt. Right now they have to regulate it because there's not enough species. But they have to start shooting. My buddy is one of the best hunters and guy with his best knowledge of against hunting, trapping, and he's been chasing those wolves from the plain. Oh, he knocked him up quite a bit, those guys. Mm-hmm. And he was good with it. And I tell you, he been running like the wolf when fishing came in chasing him, but never caught him. But he put him down quite a bit. And I hope there is still some best of the West, you know, mm-hmm. pilots were the like to go to the plane Super Cup and start shooting those predators because it's too many and too easy to get. Otherwise, they're going to wipe up. It's no snow. It's easy to chase him and easy to get those caribou. And I'm sure they cause lots of problems to populate it, mostly the young ones when they're born. They'll be wiped up by the wolves and bears and stuff. So it's one thing. And these guys, what they call, about Santa Claus, he believe whatever you want believe. I'm 65 year old and I remember maybe I don't smoke much, but she wanna come and go to the chimney.
Uh oh.
Sorry.
I just joked.
I know. Well, really. Really?
I don't do any drugs, but you know, you if you don't believe Santa Claus, you should be not believe to lead the people. I know they've been on Lonely Hill. I was goose hunting and then my kids disappear. Well, who took it, you know? That has to be lead the people.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, I heard the stories. No, it's true. Uh-huh. It's true. There was three kids. I have them like 12 of them. Years back, you know, we stuck in there. The next day in the morning, there was only 8. And I said, what the heck?
Oh, my
now,
goodness.
Cesar, you're Polish, so I want, like, when you were a kid, do Polish people have Santa Claus? And
of course.
What was the name in Polish for Santa Claus?
Mikołaj.
Nikolaj?
Mikołaj.
Mikołaj.
Mikołaj, M.
Oh, okay.
Mikołaj. We pretty much every place in the world is where the kids waiting, you know, and maybe we're not having those big presents like somebody mm-hmm. else said, you know, but we've been happy from anything.
Uh-huh.
Well, yeah, anything makes you smile on your face. Uh-huh. And when you see little kids, and these guys tell them there's nothing there. When you see the little kids with this big eye open because he have air gun or some big truck toy or something, and uh-huh. you see that happiness, and why take away from him that? From that you get all the year round, but Christmas time is the spiritual, and mm-hmm. it's mm-hmm. like you start quitting talking story about those like little people or sleeping queen or whatever princess, and you just quit those story. Just shut up all the books and stuff because it's fiction. Mm-hmm. No, that makes you happy, and makes you positive and enjoyment and stuff. And
you
that's
know
what it's about.
Cesar, I'm imagining you as a little boy. Waiting for Mikołaj or Mikołaj. Yeah. And getting all excited for whatever you discovered.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I did, you know. I mean, like every kid in the world,
yeah.
You know, is every kid waiting for the Christmas and for the present and the surprising present. And the son of them putting the milk and cheese and cookies by the
yes.
Christmas tree.
Yes.
And the first one them do in the morning that is get up and run and see mm-hmm. if anything in there and what can come. You know, this all this thing is so exciting, and you can't get away that thing. You get this only, you know, really brute ways. There is nothing in there like nazism or something, you know.
Uh-huh.
Get the whip and start whipping them. No,
okay,
not,
wait.
Nothing, you know. Okay.
No, this is a no whipping zone.
Just enjoy it. Just go play with them with that toy and say that, you know what, I like that Christmas present too, you know.
Yeah, yeah. Uh-huh.
Just be more positive, not
yeah.
negative, you know.
Uh-huh.
Okay, just enjoy these holidays. If I have changed to call, I call you, not. Mm-hmm.
Okay,
all
right. Thank you.
Okay.
All right, have
bye
a great bye. Day, Cesare.
You too, bye.
He always sounds so jolly. Even whatever he's talking about, he just sounds very energetic and jolly about it. So we have just, yeah, we're about to go to another break. Our time is just flying by.
Yeah.
It's 11 already. And so you're listening to KYUK Talk Line on 640 on your AM dial. And we'll be back in a few minutes.
TalkLine is an opinion-based show to share ideas and viewpoints. Statements made during TalkLine may or may not be factually true. Callers are encouraged to engage in civil discourse and are free to challenge or affirm the opinions presented by fellow callers. The comments and opinions expressed are those of the community and not KYUK broadcast staff, management, or Board of Directors.
Every Saturday and Sunday on 640 AM from 4 until 5 PM, you can hear Weekends from All Things Considered. The show that's run for more than four decades is now available in an hour-long weekend presentation from NPR News, a new show with new stories and new segments each day. It's Weekends from All Things Considered on KYUK.
Unna mag-ayagayot, unna kutiulikakht kaugut, stitam tatiun khkanik pikum ta alas, kam ayagayoghi uptak kauga putiulikakhtil khkatnun, ika yugluta talil khutumtnik ilak luku AVCP, Alaska Native Science and Engineering Program, ami litnaugat, ayagluki 6th grade, amag talil khkatnun uptimalakhtut, computer alif kakhluki pikkaitnik, High school alrit gega kan utchung out college credit dangl kamchnun aging luting lu ansep summer bridge jammy. Doi lu college jamun, doni ansep at University Success and Graduate Success Sarata Jingu Mala Railit Naurat Dr. Lamont Gitl Gatnun University of Alaska Mlit Naurvini and Kujami Juno Fairbanks Samilu and Sepam Unak Nakkunga Jauga Amsri Naskluki Alaska Mnakminyuk Gai Zalalgat Science, Technology, Engineering, Math. Tiwli gacht mul gietlu amtlgis klugi. Baq zgu qaylun tiw nimt nilit nawlgam ayu gudigga. Kwani www.ansep.net. Jali www.ansep.net. Una gingu nkhtuk Alaska Native Science and Engineering Program amk.
Hi, welcome back to the show. And we're going to go right to Jayla from Bethel. Thank you for waiting, and welcome to TalkLine, Jayla.
Thank you. I am with the Kuskokwim Library here in Bethel, and I just wanted to announce that the Winterfest is tomorrow at the Cultural Center from 4 to 6, and I want people to know about it.
Cool. Well, thank we just you. Had someone, Lily, also called in, so the more the merrier.
Yes.
Yeah. I really appreciate what all the things you guys do at the library. It just seems to be like a much more happening place in these past couple years.
And it looks so nice, too.
Yeah, yeah. So, anyway, thank you for that.
Thank you.
All right, good. Winterfest.
Yeah,
yes. Sounds like a good time. Thank you, Jayla.
Yeah, thank you very much.
You're welcome. Okay. Okay, so I have a couple Tundra Drums announcements. To all Bethel Heights residents, to prevent your water pipes from freezing, please keep your water running on cold until further notice.
Oh.
All Bethel Heights residents. Now, these must be people who are on city water.
The pipe system.
Okay. What is Bethel Heights? What is that? Where is that? See, I don't know the communities either. Okay, well, Bethel Heights, you know who you are. It's housing. Okay. I don't even know. I don't even know housing that well. Is that over across from LKSD?
That's over by the schools.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
And
they want you to, now I don't know if you need to keep things going. Is Jayla back? I don't know if you want to, if you have to keep things going now because it seems warmer today, but anyway, it says stay on cold until further notice. And also KYUK's board of directors will hold a meeting tomorrow, December 7th at 9 a.m. And this will be at KYUK's TV studio at 640 Radio Street in Bethel. The meeting is open to the public. I didn't know. KYUK named the street after its call number. Okay. 640 Radio Street. Didn't know that. All right. So anyway, that's the board of directors meeting open to the public. And that starts at 9 o'clock tomorrow, Saturday. And there will be a holiday craft and gift sale Saturday, tomorrow, from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the VFW Bingo Hall. We had a caller, Susan, called in about that. Vendor tables are free, and you can start setting up at 9 a.m. So that's another really good place to get some gifts and stuff.
We have a different name for it before. We used to call it, like, Winter Bazaar or something.
Oh, really? Oh, I like that.
Christmas Bazaar. That's what it was. Christmas Bazaar at VFW.
I kind of like anything with the word bizarre in it. Just makes my imagination go. All right. Now, do you have a business idea and need help with a business plan and startup funds? Best in the West 2020 applications are available. Call Renee at 543-4538 or stop by the Cultural Center. Or you can email Renee, rmathanis at alaska.edu. And the first workshop is January 14th at 2:30 at the Cultural Center. Now, these workshops are really cool because if you've applied for a Best in the West, the workshop really helps you, you know, develop your plan about what you're doing and how you want to present your application. Mm-hmm. And so it's super helpful. All right, we have a caller from Akiak, Lena. Good morning, Lena. Welcome to TalkLine.
Good morning and Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Yes, Merry Christmas.
Well, I'm up to my sewing for Christmas, and I have the radio on. and they were talking about Santa. I would like to share that I use Santa Claus as an incentive to behave and look forward to a reward for my... I've practiced it with my five children.
Uh-huh.
And then, you know, I just say, Santa's watching, you got to behave. And it's up to the family how they present it.
Yeah.
I've never done letters. I just say, you know, Santa will get you guys something. It's something that I could afford.
Uh-huh.
And it's work for me, for my five children, and they're adults now.
Yeah.
And I have grandchildren, and I'm still practicing Santa, and I have millions of other Christmas obligations I have to get.
Mm-hmm.
So it's something practical, and, you know, it's not expensive,
uh-huh.
and it goes all over.
Yeah.
It's how you use it yourself. Mm-hmm. Anyways, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Get a clock.
Right. You know, I would imagine with five children, you need all the help you can get. Whatever helps keep your kids in line.
Janelle from ONC, welcome to Talkline.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, I'm calling in to announce our raffle winners from our recycling program.
Okay.
We got Katie Nikolai, Nate H., Nelly M., Catherine C. and Dolly B. They won AVIC swag bags that they have pretty cool stuff in there. And I'd like to make an announcement for our recycling program. For the months of December and January, we'll keep track of who recycles the most, and the top five recyclers will receive a prize just so, like, to appreciate them.
Mm-hmm.
Also, I'd like to give a shout-out to our recyclers for recycling, and we hope for them to continue to recycle with us. And we hope more people will start to recycle here.
Nice. And what? Tell us, Janelle, what is it that people can bring to you for recycling? What kinds of items?
We accept aluminum cans, like pop cans, energy drink cans, but no tin cans or anything like that. And we also accept number one PETE screw top bottles. So, like, anything that's clear and has a screw top, we would accept.
Okay.
Oh, okay. Good.
Is there any other questions?
No. And they can just, do they need to rinse them out first before bringing them to you? So you kind of like them.
That would be wonderful.
Yeah, that would, I bet it would be.
And crushed?
Yeah, crushed. If they're crushed, they don't need to be rinsed out because they'll already be crushed.
Oh, okay. Okay, gotcha. All right.
All right. Cool.
Thank you.
All right.
Oh, Janelle, one more thing. What phone number can people call you if they want to be, they are interested in joining your recycling program?
543-2608. Just call ONC and ask for me. My name is Janelle.
And Janelle, what happens to the recycled stuff? What does ONC do with them?
After we pick them up, we go through them and make sure there's nothing like non-recyclables in there,
mm-hmm.
and we send them out with NAC. NAC sends them out for like at no charge.
Oh, good.
We just send them out to Alpar in Anchorage.
Uh huh. Now, what's the strangest thing you've ever found in a bag of recyclables? if you can say on the air.
You know, those elf in the shelf?
Yes.
There was a hat in one of those bags.
Someone's trying to recycle the elf in the shelf hat. Okay, good.
Yeah.
Right, thank you, Janelle. All right.
Thank you.
Good. What a great service.
Yes.
Okay.
All right. Well, if you want to join the recycling program, call Janelle at 543-2608. Recycling is very great for environment.
Yeah.
It helps build personal well-being and also
personal well-being. Yes, there's a hidden benefit mm-hmm. to being a recycler. It mm-hmm. just kind of it makes you part of something really important,
mm-hmm.
which is good. It's part of your well-being. I like that. Well, you know, somebody in Anchorage, there's a couple of women, they've started a store, and you can see these in Europe beginning now, too. And it's a store where you go and you can get,
Oh, you don't need packaging. You bring your jars or your own bags,
uh-huh.
and you can replenish different food, like salt and sugar oh. and shampoo and mm-hmm. soaps and all these things that toothpaste, you know, whatever you usually use packaging for, you go there and you fill the container with your own, fill your own container.
Mm-hmm.
And that way it's a store that has very little waste of packaging.
That's so, amazing.
Yeah. It's pretty cool. And actually, technically, a long time out here, there was no such thing as packaging. So what we used to do, we're coming back around to. So, full circle.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, okay, so our emails are there. We don't have any emails right now to read. So if you'd like to email us, you can. radio@kyuk.org. And then we also have these numbers that Alyssa
543-5985 or 543-2756. Or you can call 1-800-995-8954. It's a toll-free line.
Yeah, and so, Alyssa, you were going to tell them where they could find out more about how to tell the bull from the cow when they're out hunting. You don't have to, you can go into detail if you need to, but where can they get this handy pamphlet, which is really nice?
So for those of you that are going to be going out caribou hunting, it's really great to know the difference between a female and a male. We just heard Kent Moss this morning talking about they're seeing a lot of cows that are being harvested, in which we're trying to get this population up and going again. It's easy. It's more beneficial to get a bull than it is to get a cow. All right. So you can pick up these really nice little pocket-sized pamphlets at Alaska Department of Fish and Game or U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. It gives you a very big description of
with visuals. They've got photos.
Yeah, visuals.
And, yeah.
Sides, and you could see the different from different angles on how to distinguish winter caribou versus fall caribou,
mm-hmm.
and then also female from male. You can tell which one's calf versus a bull or a cow, and then also tells you why it's important to shoot a bull versus shooting a cow.
Okay, good.
Thank you.
All right, thank you. We're going to go to Louise from Bethel. Good morning, Louise.
Good morning. Good morning.
Uh-oh, it's very loud where you are. Oh, there you go.
Can you hear me?
Can hear you
a little bit better.
Yeah.
Can you hear me?
Oh, yeah. Perfect. Perfect.
Okay. I was calling because, you know, I live over by the bridge and I get hauled water.
Uh-huh.
And it smells like mold. And I was wondering if anybody else has that problem with the hauled water.
Okay. So when it's delivered, you can smell something distinctive?
Like, yeah, you know when you have running water, run the water, and it's like mostly when it's on hot, even mm-hmm. cold, kind of cold, you could smell. It smells like mold. It's really weird. And then we checked our tank, and there was no mold in our tank.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
So
okay, good question to check out.
Yes, and then, you know, I was working with somebody, and they came in for training, and they said that sweet 88, they said, my water smells like mold, and I did my laundry. Is yours like that? I was like, yeah, it is. I was like, okay, so it's just not me.
Wow.
So I was wondering if anybody have any insights on that.
Okay, thank you. Well, we'll see if someone wants to call in, and it might be something that you could go and call the city. Check with them and let them know about that. Thank you, Louise.
Right. Thanks. Have a good day.
Thank you. You too.
Bye.
Okay.
Interesting. Yeah, if you guys have any problems with your water, hauled water, you can call the City of Bethel at 543-2047. Again, Louise, the phone number is 543-2047.
Oh, thank you for getting that.
Yeah, no problem.
Okay, let's see. Oh, another Tundra Drums announcement that the Res Care Home Care Office mm-hmm. will not be staffed, possibly through the remainder of December. Call Priscilla or Toa at Anchorage for assistance. This is regarding Res Care Home Care. And that number to call Priscilla at is 1-866-772-4623, It also says that PCAs can fax their time cards to 1-907-222-4976. Okay.
Great. Oh, talking about certain things, be an echo of repeating myself.
Yes.
remember, BIA is the highest level of concern. We got a summary of contaminants up there. And we want to make sure that people remember to stay off the fenced area. We fenced off buildings with the highest contamination, and we put up a new gate. So, folks, can you please just, we really want to make sure that...
Please don't drive through the gate in order to open the gate. Just...
We really want to, people's health is one of our highest concerns right now, and we want to make sure that people are safe.
Yeah.
And we want to make sure that the continuation of BIA through this demolish process.
Yeah.
Make sure people need to know about what's going on up there. That way they can be educated enough not to run into the building.
Well, it's been such a critical teenage hangout for so long, and you almost want to build some rickety old shacks and put them somewhere safe and then say, yeah, go teens. Graffiti, hang out, climb at the top, look around. We almost need to, like, replicate it in a safe way somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know what, just have, like, a really kicking
teen
center.
That's a really great idea. Like,
you know?
Yeah.
Where are you going? Oh, I'm going to those abandoned teen buildings designed just for us teenagers to go and mess around. So anyway, okay, yeah, so that's a really key thing. I mean, I admit that I have in my day gone into those buildings, not very often because they seemed a little bit shaky, especially
unstable.
That bigger one. Yeah, that was unstable. I didn't have the nerve to climb up the water thing, but, you know, I was curious. Now, I'm 60, so if it takes 30 years for the asbestos to affect me, you know, I think I'm okay. Mm-hmm. I mean, but you don't want to be young and get infected with something that it's going to affect you about 20 years from now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, there was, I believe we had asbestos, and then we had lead, and then the PCBs, and there's all kinds of different types of contaminants up there that are really, really hazardous for people's health.
But then those guys had to go out there and, like, they got to deal with the windmill.
Mm-hmm.
But they're not out there long enough probably to get too affected. But now have they, and so they've checked the soil around where those White Alice places, the White Alice installations used to be. And that's really contaminated, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So,
okay. Well, I think that message has to go out frequently. Because every time you guys lock that gate, now in years past, it doesn't stay that way for very long, you know. So
someone's always breaking the chains or cutting the lock off.
Yeah.
Unfortunately. Yeah.
So, but anyway, but you're getting the word out, which is good. And there are signs up, and there's actually, you know, there's action going on. The fencing's going up. There's a plan for what to do with the. But how will they make sure the soil is?
They'll just continue doing testing and finding out how much is Alaska Department of ADEC will come out and do testing.
Okay, probably like in the summer. So, because you probably can't like begin constructing something new in that area if the soil in the surrounding area is still contaminated. So.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah. We just wanted to echo off again, folks, we want to make sure that you're safe and that... to please stay off the rivers and lakes and sloughs. Can't echo that enough. When you put yourself in danger in those areas, you're also putting Bethel Search and Rescue volunteers and everyone else who's going to have to go out there. So we want to keep families safe. It's close to Christmas. It's close to the holidays. And we want our families home for holidays.
Yeah, yeah. So, be careful with that. Okay.
Our lines are open. You can call us at 543-5985, 543-2756, or 1-800-995-8954. And if you don't want to call and you want to send us an email, you can stay anonymous if you want, or we can just read your email the way you send it to us. The email is radio@kyuk.org.
Yeah, and now I wanted to say to every person in Bethel who puts up even a single Christmas light, just even one, or just one little bauble that's mm-hmm. hanging off a tree in your yard, I want to thank you for that because mm-hmm. I enjoy cruising the streets of Bethel this time of year, and I just like to see how people do. Mm-hmm. Now, I really like the lights that are, because lights on the trees that have hoarfrost, spectacular.
Gosh, they're just beautiful.
You know, over by Tundra Restaurant, mm-hmm. you know, they put, now it looks like they just kind of threw them up there, but it looks good, it looks
nice.
Good, but you know, I mean, I like to go around and kind of give it a little evaluation,
uh-huh.
is what I do. So I go and I evaluate, but I also really enjoy it, so thank you. It's kind of fun to fly in at night when the lights are on and, you know, you can see the Christmas lights mm-hmm. in town. So thank you, everyone, who takes the time to do that, and it really makes things more festive and kind of fun. So,
yeah. I love Christmas.
Yeah.
Really
now, do you guys decorate?
Yes.
Outside?
Yes. So you can come by our house.
I will. And do an evaluation.
Just give me the report later.
I'm kidding. Well, I actually, when I go down to Missouri, there's some neighborhoods there that just go crazy. I mean, it's like they try to one-up each other. And mm-hmm. so I have a friend, Pam, and she and I drive around and just go over. We just spend the evening just driving, cruising around neighborhoods and noticing the lights and, you know, deciding which is our favorite and which colors do we like. And we both kind of agree that those giant blow-up, we don't really like the giant blow-up, blow-up reindeer or blow-up Santa, you know. But anyway, we like all the different kind of lights and stuff.
Oh,
and they go crazy there. All right, so,
Wilson.
Yeah, Wilson.
Wilson from Bethel.
Round
Welcome
two.
Hi, round two for Wilson.
Yes. Go ahead.
I just spoke with my people. I owned them, but I don't. Just the people that I work with here,
uh-huh.
especially the front desk person, who is Kayla. She is more than happy to accept and sign in people that are willing to volunteer. Now it can be Monday through Friday.
Nine to twelve for the gift wrapping.
Oh, and we'll accept volunteers until they're all wrapped.
So Kayla's number is what?
543-2608.
Mm-hmm.
That's ONC's main number. Or just come by Monday through Friday next week and till they're done.
Is that where the wrapping happens at the ONC building?
Yeah, ONC building, yes.
Okay.
And like I said, it seemed like there's a million things to wrap. There's mm-hmm. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, maybe 7... 3x3 boxes.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
3x3, you know, all the boxes are about.
Now, could people just, like, if they had, like, an extra hour and they just wanted to drop in, wrap some gifts and leave, is that possible?
Yeah, because we operate Monday through Friday, 8:30 to close to 4:45. Okay. We will have time to secure the building and leave. Yeah, but I was trying to brainstorm on how can I get this done, and I'm sure there's people out there that would be more than happy to stop by
mm-hmm.
just to wrap some presents. And there'll be a log sheet because all volunteers, according to my grant, I have to keep track of who volunteers and for how long, and
mm-hmm.
you know, grant requirements are.
Right.
Mm-hmm, applied mm-hmm. to in this case. So
yes.
And you can check off one of those desires you have had over the years to do something nice for the community elders. This would be it. Wrap presents.
That would be it, yes.
543-2608.
Okay, good. Thank you, Wilson.
Alrighty. All
right. Okay.
Thank you.
Okay.
How exciting. I'm so glad that they're doing that.
That is really nice.
Just makes our community feel so much better. I mean, there's so many things that are happening in our community.
Yeah, yeah.
It's so great to see these types of things that are happening.
I agree. So I'm going to figure out a time next week I can go by there and just wrap up a couple things and move on. Mm-hmm. So we have like 2 minutes. So if you're someone who wants to call or email, you're going to have to be like very quick on it. And our show is like kind of winding down, and it's went by so fast.
Mm-hmm. So we can go ahead and do a quick
recap of our talk show today. People wanted to make sure that you guys are safe and stay off the river. And we have our condolences to the Elias Venus family. Mm-hmm. And then once again, caribou herd, there's only 13,500. And as of right now, they're dropping pretty quick because of hunting season. Mm-hmm. And we have Eula, who was talking about wanting to sell crafts and the availability of tables. Mm-hmm. And we had our weekly caller from Herman. He's worried about the sewage and the red salmon. Then we had Lily calling about the Winterfest at the Cultural Center from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. And Santa's going to be there. I love Santa. As old as I am, I still believe in Santa.
Okay. I won't. Yes, Alyssa, go ahead. Keep believing. James from CHEVAC gave us our morning, our weekly mm-hmm. CHEVAC welcome. Thank you for that, James.
And the VFW Bingo Hall from 10 to 2 is going to be have on Saturday, the Saturday Market or Christmas Bazaar. Then BCS will be selling live trees or taking orders to sell live trees. Mm-hmm. I forgot to ask her how much the trees were.
They're not usually that much. I mean, mm-hmm. I think that it's a good rate. Mm. I think some of the trees you can plant.
That's really cool.
That's if you can keep it going until thaw. Okay, break up. Anyway, go ahead.
Oh, and then Cesari called in, giving information about the moose and caribou. And then we went down to Janelle. If you were interested in recycling, could recall that 543-2608. Or if you guys want to be interested in volunteering to wrap presents for the elders, again, call ONC at 543-2608.
And it sounds like they're going to play us off here. So yeah. Thank you, everyone. Thank you, Alyssa.
You're welcome.
Oh, it's so good for you to come in and co-host. Aww. And I think next week Peter and I will be back, and have a wonderful weekend, everyone, and talk to you in a week. Bye.
Bye.